This week, my journey unfolds in the heart of the Netherlands, starting with the vibrant city of Amsterdam during its most picturesque season, the tulip bloom. If you are a city lover, you could easily spend a week here as there is so much to see and do. Embracing Amsterdam's spring splendor. April in Amsterdam is a celebration of color, with tulip season bringing the city and its outskirts to life. First stop, the Keukenhof Gardens, because if you haven't seen 7 million flowers in a single go, have you even lived? Picture this, a sprawling canvas of tulips in every color imaginable, with me, quite possibly, photobombing every scenic shot because how can one resist? Grab a bike, yes, a bike, because when in Holland, pedaling through the countryside, windmills, flower fields, and that unmistakable Dutch skyline, it's all as idyllic as it sounds. Tip. If you are cycling or walking in this country, just know that the cyclists rule. They will not slow down for you as you dreamily step into the bike lane, so please be aware as they are everywhere. Amsterdam's heartbeat is its rich history and vibrant art scene, both of which are deeply interwoven into the fabric of the city. A visit in April offers the perfect weather to delve into these cultural treasures, starting with the poignant Anne Frank House. This historical site, where Anne Frank and her family hid during World War II, offers a profound glimpse into the past. The diary entries, personal artifacts, and hidden rooms tell a story that continues to resonate worldwide. Due to its significance and the intimate space of the secret annex, it's crucial to book your visit well in advance to ensure a spot on this moving journey through history. Just as compelling is Amsterdam's celebration of art, most notably through the works of Vincent van Gogh. The Van Gogh Museum houses the largest collection of Van Gogh's artworks in the world, including iconic paintings such as Sunflowers and The Bedroom. The museum not only provides insight into Van Gogh's troubled life but also his growth as an artist, making it a must-visit for art lovers. For those inspired by Van Gogh's genius, Amsterdam offers unique workshops where you can learn to paint in his distinctive style. These sessions, often held in inspiring settings, provide all the materials you need and are led by experienced artists. It's a chance to immerse yourself in Van Gogh's world, learning about his techniques and color use, all while creating your own masterpiece to take home. Mine wasn't great, but it was a very fun class. Culinary adventures and market wanders. No journey through Amsterdam would be complete without indulging in the Dutch culinary landscape, a delightful blend of hearty classics and innovative flavors. Stroopwafels, a sweet treat made of two thin waffles with a syrup filling, and bitterballen, savory meat-based balls, are quintessential Dutch snacks that are a must-try. For those seeking a more substantial meal, nothing beats a traditional rijstwafel, an Indonesian Dutch feast that showcases an array of small dishes. Amsterdam's markets are treasure troves of both culinary delights and unique finds. The Albert Cuyp Market, the largest daytime market in Europe, offers everything from fresh produce to clothes and jewelry. It's a bustling atmosphere where you can savor street food and mingle with the locals. Meanwhile, the flower market, floating on the single canal, is a vibrant display of tulips and other flowers, a nod to the country's floral fame. Here, you can pick up flower bulbs to bring a piece of Dutch spring back home. For an unforgettable dining experience, consider one of Amsterdam's floating restaurants or a food tour that guides you through the city's best eateries, providing a taste of local and international cuisine. Boutique shopping. Hidden gems and artisanal finds. Amsterdam's boutique shopping scene offers a treasure trove of unique finds, from vintage fashion in the 9 Streets district to artisanal crafts hidden in the alleys of Jordaan. Each shop is a portal into the passion and creativity of the local artisans and entrepreneurs. I stumbled upon handmade jewelry, bespoke garments, and an array of design stores that showcased the Dutch flair for modern aesthetics mixed with traditional craftsmanship. Good job, I always bring an extra bag. Canal ride adventure. A journey to Amsterdam wouldn't be complete without experiencing the city from its historic waterways. A canal ride in Amsterdam offers more than just picturesque views, it's a voyage through the heart of the city's heritage. Opt for a small, open boat tour to get up close to the intricacies of Amsterdam's architecture and to discover hidden gems only visible from the water. Evening cruises provide a magical experience as the city lights dance on the water and bridges light up, creating a mesmerizing ambiance. Beyond the ordinary catboat sanctuary, De Posenboot, any cat lovers out there? One of Amsterdam's most endearing and quirky attractions is a floating cat sanctuary on a canal boat. The catboat is home to numerous feline residents and offers a unique twist on animal shelters. Visitors can experience the joy of interacting with the cats while appreciating the sanctuary's unique location and mission. Electric Ladyland, the Museum of Fluorescent Art. Dive into a world of radiant colors at Electric Ladyland, the first museum dedicated to fluorescent art. This unique space offers an interactive journey through light and color, where art and scientific phenomena blend seamlessly. It's a surreal and vibrant experience that challenges the perception of art and natural beauty. Secret Courtyard Gardens, Begijnhof. Amid the bustling city lies the serene Begijnhof, a hidden courtyard with historic houses surrounding a peaceful garden. This secluded spot offers a glimpse into medieval Amsterdam, providing a tranquil escape from the city's hustle and bustle. The Begijnhof is not just a garden but a historical treasure, showcasing architecture and tranquility in the heart of Amsterdam. Tasting Genever in a traditional distillery. Genever, the precursor to gin, has a rich history in the Netherlands. Visiting a traditional distillery in Amsterdam allows for an authentic experience in tasting this Dutch spirit. Distilleries like Wijnand Fockink, dating back to the 17th century, offer tastings and the opportunity to learn about the production and history of Genever, complete with the traditional bow before the first sip. Journeying beyond Amsterdam, the charm of small towns. Venturing beyond Amsterdam, the charm of the Netherlands unfolds in its small towns, each with its own character and stories. Haarlem, just a short train ride away, greeted me with its medieval architecture and a slower pace of life. Its boutiques, nestled in historic buildings, offered everything from locally designed fashion to antiques with a story to tell. Delft, known for its iconic blue pottery, presented a picturesque tableau of canals lined with 17th-century buildings. Here, boutique shops sell the famed Delftware, inviting visitors to take home a piece of Dutch heritage. The town's compact size makes it perfect for leisurely exploration, leading to unexpected discoveries like hidden courtyards and small, family-run cafes where the pace of life seems to slow down. If you see an alley with a sign saying, "Nice shops," you just have to explore. In Leiden, I found myself wandering through a labyrinth of alleys, each turn revealing markets filled with fresh flowers, artisan breads, and local delicacies. The town's university roots give it a vibrant energy, with bookshops and academic boutiques adding to its unique charm. Unique discoveries off the beaten path. Venturing further, the riverside towns near Amsterdam offer charming boutiques and unexpected gems, such as local oyster farms in Zeeland. These experiences not only enrich your travel palette but also connect you to the Netherlands' maritime heritage and culinary innovation. Concluding my Dutch spring narrative. As my journey through the Netherlands unfolds, I find myself captivated not just by the visual spectacle of the tulip season but also by the deep cultural richness, the innovative spirit of its cities, and the simple joys of its culinary offerings. Amsterdam and its surroundings, in April, are a reminder of the beauty of exploring, learning, and experiencing the world with an open mind and an eager palate. The weather here has been a little unpredictable, with some rain, wind, and quite chilly conditions at times, 10 to 12 degrees, but that hasn't dampened the spirit of exploration. In fact, traveling during these less than ideal weather days has its perks. Off-season journeys mean fewer crowds, leading to a more authentic experience of the city's true character. Museums, cafes, and streets are easier to navigate, allowing for deeper connections with local culture and history. Additionally, the cooler weather is perfect for cozying up in Amsterdam's charming cafes, exploring the vibrant art scene, or enjoying the indoor markets. Not only does this time of year offer unique experiences, but it also comes with the bonus of off-season savings on accommodation and attractions. This trip has been a perfect blend of iconic sites, insightful cultural dives, and personal discoveries off the beaten path. It's these experiences that enrich our travels, bridging the gap between being a visitor and immersing oneself in the local tapestry. I leave the Netherlands with a suitcase full of tulip bulbs, a camera full of memories, and a heart full of plans to return. Tip: you can bring the bulbs back to Canada from a reputable grower in a sealed bag. They must be free from soil and cleaned and given an official certificate. You can even buy them at the airport. Here is a link to the information. In next week's article, we'll embark on an exciting journey through the world of train travel, exploring its role as a sustainable and adventurous way to see the world. We'll journey from the starlit travels of Scotland's Caledonian Sleeper to the scenic routes of Thailand, and indulge in the luxury of Belmond and iconic Rovos Rail in Africa. Train travel offers a greener, more intimate way to explore diverse landscapes, combining comfort with the thrill of discovery. Get ready for a deep dive into the captivating world of rail journeys that are not just about the destination, but the journey itself. Join me as we explore the sustainable charm and luxury of train travel, promising adventures that are as eco-friendly as they are unforgettable. Stay tuned, and let's start dreaming of our next rail adventure together. This week, as I am still away, I don't have any special deals for you, but if you are planning a trip, please let us know, as we would love to help you find the perfect trip for the best value we can for you. Please follow my journey on my Instagram or Facebook or even TikTok. Hop over to the website to see my upcoming trips at lorrainesimpson.com.